It's the How Games Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Grubb from GamesBeat.com. This is the show where I talk to people working in and around games and ask them, how does this business work? Is it all just four easy payments of $99.99? New episodes try to come out each Monday. I fail at that constantly. On this episode, I talk to QuadPay CEO Brad Lindenberg. He joins me to talk about hooking up with GameStop to help people pay off their purchases over time. As the name suggests, QuadPay enables customers to buy something online or in a store and then break up paying for those goods into four installments over a six-week period. QuadPay is one of the new options that GameStop added recently to make it easier for people to pay for the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X or anything else. And I had a lot of questions about how something like this works, and Brad was kind enough to walk us through it. I guess I'll say that the quick takeaway is that it seems like a fair service that it isn't really equivalent to financing, so it was good to kind of clear that stuff up. Also, those consoles are now, you can pre-order them if you could find them. I didn't use QuadPay because I was rushing so fast. I'm like, I'm just going to put it on the credit card and think later. I was only able to get an Xbox Series X so far. PlayStation 5 still eludes me. We'll see how this goes. But yeah, you know what? Let's get to the episode first, though. Thank you for listening. You can get more from me at GamesBeat.com. Email the podcast at jeff.grubb@gmail.com with the subject line, How Games Make Money, or reach out on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Grubb. The podcast is at HGMM Show. Also, you can support this show by going to patreon.com/HGMM. Anything you provide will go into keeping How Games Make Money going. And you can join our Discord. We got a really cool community. I like to hang out and talk to people in there, see what they're up to, see what they're thinking, drop hints about what I'm working on. It's a pretty cool place to hang out. Join us there. I would love to have you. All right, let's get to the show. Joining me now is Brad Lindenberg. Go ahead and say hi to everybody, Brad.
Hi, everyone. Brad Lindenberg, co-CEO, co-founder of QuadPay.
Thank you for joining me, Brad. I really appreciate it. I'm having you on. We kind of got connected through email, and we're getting connected because you guys are now working with GameStop. I guess let's just start there. How did this, partnership come into play?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a couple of avenues that, landed us with this relationship with GameStop. I think the first is that we can get into this, but we have an app that users can download from the App Store where you can use QuadPay anywhere. We saw a huge take-up across the GameStop online and in-store properties through our app just organically. And, typically when we see growth in a particular category or merchant, our team will generally reach out with some data points and have a conversation, which is what we did. We were able to, provide them with a, good demo and sort of understanding of why they should use QuadPay. It made a lot of sense for their demographic. And then secondly, QuadPay is a part of a listed company called Zip, listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. Zip is one of the largest buy now, pay later platforms in Australia, and they work with EB Games. And EB Games is a subsidiary of GameStop and has seen a lot of success with buy now, pay later. So that's really how we got there.
This is notable in the United States because it's not something that we've had a lot of, but my understanding looking into it is this is a pretty normal thing elsewhere, right?
Yeah, so the whole category really started off in Australia maybe 5 or 6 years ago. The sort of four installment model originated there and has sort of grown to become the preeminent formula for paying in installments online. There were obviously businesses in the US like Affirm who were offering installment loans, which are loan products, mm-hmm. which are slightly different and incur an APR. The real product market fit, online and in store that is starting to show across the marketplace is this model that we're doing where you don't charge interest to the consumer and you allow consumers to pay over time.
What's the reasoning behind like the way that the payment plans are set up? Like, is there a research that shows that this is kind of a fair balance or is it just, is it something else?
Yeah. So look, as the name suggests, QuadPay splits up the payment into four installments. It was set up this way because it's very simple. I think the simplicity of what we offer is really what drives the uptake, the conversion, and and the benefit for the consumer. You know, anyone can divide the price by four and you know what you're getting. So let's say, for example, you know, you see a something online for $100. With QuadPay, you'd pay four installments of $25 over a period of 6 weeks. So it's four installments, one installment paid every 2 weeks from the date that you make your purchase. Compare that to an experience where you might see something online and it says it's $100 or $13 per month. You know, you know, how many months, how much interest am I getting charged? What's that $13 made up of? You know, it's very opaque and isn't as simple as the pay in four model. And the beauty of the pay in four model really is that it sort of rolls over multiple pay cycles. So, you know, you might pay up front today and then in 2 weeks' time there's another payment, another payment, another payment, and you get paid in between.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like if I wanted to do something like this, I could show up to buy the console on payday and then 2 weeks later another payment would be due and that's when I would have my next payday. Is that kind of, that was the idea, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So, you know, and allows you to budget. You know, you sort of know what your incoming cash flow hits are every 2 weeks when you get paid, and you know when your rent's going out, and you know what else you're doing with your finances. You know, QuadPay is perceived more as like a budgeting tool than it is as like a finance tool. You know, a finance tool, you're really going out to say, okay, I'm making this purchase. It's a lot of money, and I need to figure out whether, you know, how I can get this and afford it over like a long period of time. QuadPay is really great for, you know, even small ticket purchases. You know, our minimum is about $35. It will go up to $1,500. But, you know, if you're going to go buy like a Peloton bicycle or something very expensive, it's better to use like a financing tool.
Right. So I'm trying to think about some of the skepticism I saw online when I had a story about this. I think one of the things was something like this is always financing and the interest is just built in to the thing. And that doesn't seem to be the case here, right?
Yeah. So with our relationship with GameStop, I mean, I don't really want to get into the deal construct, but you know, sufficient to say that the merchant is paying the fee, and for the consumer, all they really do is sort of split up the payment in four, and what you see is what you get. You know, so if you go and you want to buy something for $200 on GameStop.com, you're going to be paying four installments of $50 over 6 weeks, and so the sticker price that you're seeing on the product is still the same price that you end up paying, except you have the optionality of spreading it over. And what that really does is it benefits the merchant and the consumer. It's a real win-win-win, simply because the consumer can now afford to spend a bit more. So typically we see a lift in average order value, you know, circa 40% range in this particular instance. And then, you know, you also see the consumer buying something today versus putting it off, where they may have delayed that purchase because they were still saving up for it. And then, you know, lastly, you see a lift in conversion rate. A lot of our customers pay with like debit cards. And if you have a debit card, there's really no way to spread out payments other than, you know, use the funds that are in your bank account. So it sort of provides a same simulation as like a credit card on a per transaction basis online for users that are using debit cards. But then allows them to pay over time.
Is this going to hit your credit or is this not a credit check thing at all?
Yeah, so that's a great question. QuadPay doesn't affect your credit. So what we do is we do a soft credit check at the time of purchase, but it really is just a soft pull. It's one of the sort of data points that we use to decide whether we approve you to use QuadPay. Our like approval rates are very high, you know, 80-odd% range. But we will not report back to the bureaus if you're late. However, you'll obviously just get blocked off the system until you are in good standing again. We send you SMS and email reminders when you have upcoming like payments due. If you're late on a payment, you'll just have to pay us back, and then you can use QuadPay again. So it's very, very, you know, we don't think that a purchase of a PlayStation or a purchase of a video game should affect something like a student loan. You know, they're very different they're very different purchases, and particularly millennials are quite sensitive to anything that can affect their credit. So, you know, that's also one of the reasons why this construct is becoming so popular.
Yeah, and I mean, and you touched on something there that I assumed, but I don't know if it's been spelled out yet, that this thing can work, especially with the consoles. Is it because they are always connected, or, you know, if you're using a service like this, you're always connected? You said the system could get shut down. Were you referring to the console wouldn't work until you just finished your payments?
Oh, no, sorry. When I say QuadPay, you wouldn't be able to make any additional purchases using QuadPay until you're in good standing. So let's say you make a purchase for $200 and, you know, you're late on your second installment. You'll have to pay off that second installment in order to make additional purchases using QuadPay on any of the merchants that accept it. Of course, your console will still work.
Okay. No, yeah, I wanted to double check there. It's a thing that I thought was maybe possible, but I wouldn't necessarily think that. I thought it might work with like the Xbox version of like their all access. Like maybe if you don't pay there, they just shut it down until you pay. We still have clarification there, but I figured QuadPay probably wouldn't have that power, and you don't. So okay, so that clears that up. I guess let's walk through the process. GameStop, you guys are working with them. If I go into a GameStop and try to buy a console and I want to use QuadPay, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to go up to the counter, say, hey, give me one of them PlayStation 5s, give me an Xbox, and I want to use QuadPay, or what's it like?
Yeah, so I can talk you through that. There are two ways that you can use QuadPay. One is online on GameStop.com, and the other one is at the physical point of sale in a physical retail store. So maybe we can start with the in-store example.
Perfect.
So with the in-store experience, what you're required to do is download the QuadPay app from the App Store. And the stores where we are like rolling out now in, I think, 36 or 3,700 stores across the US, where when you walk into the store, you'll see signage that will be promoting buy now, pay later with QuadPay. And on the signage will be a like QR code. So you can either scan the QR code or you can go into the App Store on Google or on Apple and you can search for QuadPay. You can download the app. The QuadPay app, you have to register for the app. You put in some basic information, first name, last name, address, date of birth. And then we assign you a balance inside the app. And effectively what you can do is you can add the QuadPay. If you go into the account section within the app, you can add QuadPay to your Apple Wallet or your Google Wallet. And so the card, the QuadPay Visa card, gets added just like a regular credit card into your like Apple Wallet. And then what you do is you go and you pick a product, you go up to the register, they ring it up on the till, and then when it's time to pay, same way as you would pay with a regular Visa card, or MasterCard or like American Express, you just present your phone and tap and pay using Apple Pay or using Google Pay. And then the payment will be split up into four payments. Now, during the registration flow in the sign-up process, QuadPay asks you to link a payment source. So that payment source might be your standard like debit card, which is linked to your bank account, or like another credit card. And when you pay with QuadPay, we pay, as in QuadPay pays GameStop immediately for the purchase when you tap. But on the linked debit card or credit card, that payment gets split up into four installments.
And does that first installment, does it happen that day? Or do you have the option to start that day, or is it any time in the first 2 weeks?
That payment starts right away.
Right. So the payment number one is on day one, and it's just it's a quarter of the total payment.
Correct. And then we automatically charge the remaining three installments every 2 weeks.
Okay. And then online, how is it similar?
Online is very similar. You would go onto a website, onto a GameStop. You can add a product to the cart, go through to the checkout, fill in all of your details as if you're doing a regular purchase. And in the payment section of the checkout where you would regularly see credit card or, for example, PayPal, there'll be another option that says QuadPay. And if you choose QuadPay as your payment method, you can then check out using QuadPay. Very similar to checking out online using a regular credit card. It pops up in like a sort of like modal pop-up window. It asks for your first name, last name, and your address. And then you enter your like credit card number. This can be a debit card, a credit card, any card. We will charge the first installment on that card. And then complete the purchase. And then in 2 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time, and 6 weeks' time, the remaining installments get charged.
Let me ask you, do you think that when this GameStop deal went through, do you think it would have happened if there wasn't necessarily a pandemic or a recession due to the pandemic? Or is this something that you think they accelerated because they're like, okay, well, we want people to be able to buy a console and fewer people are going to have money right now, so let's figure something out? Or is this something that just like it was naturally going to happen anyway?
Look, I think COVID has had an accelerating effect on all e-commerce, and it's what it's done is it's forced merchants who are heavily, reliant on physical retail to really think about their online strategy becoming, more and more core. As stores get shut down or stores are closed, people have to funnel through the online experience. And so when you sort of rank technology projects that can drive a meaningful uplift in revenue, QuadPay would be up there, probably the one of the highest, return on investment offerings relative to the effort that's involved in deploying a technology like ours. And so, we were in discussions with them for a while. We had data even pre-COVID showing great take up of QuadPay through the app. And I think just given, I think what really accelerated was just given the release of the PlayStation and the Xbox, and having this type of facility online for the drop made a lot of sense. So I think it was definitely a combination of things, but I really don't think it was the reason that they launched it.
What was your exposure to the video game business before this?
Yeah, so QuadPay is a pretty agnostic tool. It can be used for many different types of purchases. I think we obviously have consumers using QuadPay in many different areas. We see transactions coming through on the PlayStation Network, but we also get purchases on Amazon and Walmart and Target and all over the place. So it's really the way I view it is as a solution for younger consumers who are looking to responsibly budget and buy things over time. And it just so happens that video games are like a great product fit for that type of demographic, but so is fashion and beauty and many other categories. So we're really just like a payment type, and it can really be used anywhere.
Doing this show, I talk about the way games make money. One of the things that I often come back to is that when a company does any sort of focus on gaming, it really hones what they can be good at, because that gaming audience is so intense, and they are so they're so detail oriented about how every little thing works. And if something isn't for them, the companies are going to have to change it because it's just not going to work in that field. We see this with communications tools, like over the last couple of years with audio video equipment that people use to capture stuff, or even just like cameras and microphones. When they make a new microphone for that gaming category, it has to be tipped up because gamers demand the best and they're very loud about it. Is that something that you think about, where it's like, this, if we can sort of win over this gaming audience, we can maybe get a loyal customer for a very long time?
Yeah, I mean, we've built our business on strong innovation, great user experience, and a tight feedback loop, And so I think gamers are technically very astute. They know what they want, and they're looking for services and solutions that fit those needs. And so we'd invite feedback on our product, on our experience. We sort of like relish in that, because it really allows us to understand where there might be any weak points and how we can improve. So I think one of the things that we've done, which is great, is really the partnership with Apple Pay and with Google Pay, and that allows for a very frictionless in-store experience and online. And so, unlike other types of, services where you might have to enter your social security number and you have to fill out long application forms and the approvals aren't real time, get charged a lot of interest, we sort of design the product in a way that's extremely easy to use and frictionless. And we just hope that they appreciate that, because it's it looks like magic when you can just tap and pay and split up into four, but there's a there's a lot going on the back end.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys are confident that you guys have that back end stuff figured out. That's like, that's why you are sort of growing right now, because you got the foundation is all there, and now it's time to get people like GameStop on board.
Yeah, look, you know, we're a top 50 app in the App Store. Our business is, you know, growing significantly. We're doing billions of dollars in transaction volume. You know, we have, you know, millions of consumers who have used QuadPay and continue to use QuadPay. So, you know, the business is really operating at a great scale. We, you know, we think going into Q4, that'll compound significantly. There are other, you know, other merchants coming onto the system as well that are, you know, similar size and scale. And, you know, we think we're really at just the beginning of a shift in the way that consumers pay.
Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it. Is there, you know, any closing thoughts, anything you want to add before I let you go?
No, look, I think it's an exciting time. This next quarter with the new Xbox coming out and the new PlayStation is going to be exciting. I'm a gamer myself. I love video games and just looking forward to, you know, trying out the new consoles and playing some of my favorite games.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. I'll be back with another new episode next week. Until then, have a good one. Take care of yourself and goodbye.